We've kind of lived in a merry-go-round of uncertainty. Like, we keep thinking we'll get an answer soon, we'll get an answer soon, and the answer never comes. And it's very difficult to start healing or continue with your grieving process when you don't have any answers or closure, or you can't close this chapter of what's happened to us.
And how do you feel in terms of, say, the Garda investigation? Have you had any correspondence with them?
Very little. Now, I've been living away for the past 2.5 years in the United States, and I naively thought that when I left for the US that we would have some sort of answer when we came back. That hasn't happened. I know my family have been attending any correspond or any meetings with the Gardaí. They're few and far between. So as of now, we still have no information.
And is there a fear, with yourself and your family that this could be, it could be years yet before you receive answers?
Yes, that's definitely one of my fears anyway. As I referenced earlier in the week, we saw that there with the Stardust disaster, there was people who died and their parents had passed away before they had been given an answer. And that's something that I don't want for my parents or either any of the parents or family members of the other 9 victims of this incident.
And obviously, finding out exactly what happened unfortunately won't bring your sister Jessica back, but it will be that bit of closure, do you feel? And do you think, you know, yourself and other family members that it will help yourselves in the grieving process?
Yes, I think, as I said, it's very difficult to start healing when you don't have answers. The day kind of goes around in your head all the time of what happened and how did this happen to us. So, and I find people are still quite emotional about what has happened, and having those answers helps dealing with those feelings and dealing with your grief.
And going now forward into the future, and as you know, the investigation continues, what would you like to see happen as a family member?
I really just want answers. I want to know what happened, why it happened, what needs to change, that something like this never happens to anyone or any family ever again. And if anyone or any group of people is found liable, that they face justice.
And do you feel yourself and your family and other families of the Creeslaw explosion, do you feel that you are on your own in this?
Completely. I feel completely like we are on our own. We have had very little political input to this. I found that when the incident happened, we had TDs and local councillors calling. I know they called to my home during my sister's wake, and after this or aftermath, they were, telling us, "We'll help. We'll do this. We'll do that." I know we have gotten the town rejuvenation monies, which is fantastic. The town needs it. We have the wonderful community hub that does a lot within the village, but it seems to be the case that we've been thrown money and we've been told, right, that's it now. You may be happy with that and you'll get an answer when we feel like giving you an answer. We've been not been contacted by any councillors or any TDs recently to say that they want to give us help or they will help find answers or anything. We've been completely left in the dark.